Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everybody, this is Silvio Canto, and had a little problem there with the microphone. Hi everybody, this is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas, on Wednesday, February the 2nd. The big story around here, of course, is a winter storm that is hitting the North Texas area on Wednesday night. It has pretty much shut down everything. Everybody went home early. Nothing is going on tonight. All the schools are closed. All the businesses shut down early. And this is supposed to go on for about 24 hours. So if you have a flight to Dallas Wednesday or Thursday, you're not going to get here. And hopefully you had a chance to get out if you were here. But I think the airport is still open, I think. But there may be some difficulties as the night goes along. They're expecting right now it's in about 34. So we're not freezing yet, but we're going in that direction. It is raining. So obviously at some point this evening, early morning, all that ice, all that water is going to ice up, and there's going to be some pretty dangerous streets around here. So that's why just about everybody's going to stay home tomorrow. We're going to have a lockdown of Dallas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, for the next 24 hours or so. So stay inside, watch a movie, read a book. Have a good conversation, because that's about all you can do. You go out, I guess you can go out to your garage, or maybe go out to your garden, maybe walk around your home or something. But it's pretty much shut down because of this storm. This happens usually once a year. About once a year, we get one of these storms. And, you know, we get them. We go through them. Last year, of course, we had the very controversial one because the lights went out. And you had people freezing, literally freezing to death in many homes. Of course, last year it was a lot warm, a lot colder than now. I mean, last year we had some very low temperatures. We were below freezing for several days. And that, plus the combination of the rain and the snow and the lack of heating, made a very bad situation very worse. But right now, I think everything is going to work out okay as far as the lights and the electricity. I don't think we'll have that problem. But the real issue is that the temperatures are not going to drop like they did a year ago. I mean, last year it was very, very cold for several days. As I say, we were below freezing, way below freezing for a couple of days here in North Texas. So sit back, turn on the fireplace or whatever you've got to keep yourself warm. Enjoy a nice movie, because that's all you can do in North Texas over the next 24 hours. Well, the big story out of the country today is Jeff Zucker is out at CNN. He was the president of CNN. He was fired, I guess, by CNN. And the official explanation is that he was fired because of a relationship, an inappropriate relationship with someone in the management team. He's the president and he's having an affair with a director of communications. Well, that's obviously a violation of not just ethics, but common sense. I mean, corporations obviously have restrictions on those kinds of activities. You have to at least disclose that you're doing something like this. He obviously didn't, although apparently everybody knew about it. So I don't know what that says about CNN, but that's the official explanation, that he was fired because of this relationship. The unofficial explanation, or where you're picking up from some of the people that you trust, is a little different. What they're saying is that new management is coming into CNN, that new people are going to be buying CNN. CNN has been on sale for some time. AT&T has been trying to get rid of CNN for some time for a lot of reasons. And one of the big reasons, of course, is the total collapse of ratings at CNN. Nobody watches CNN. It's as simple as that. Their ratings are way down. You know, we're a country of 330 million people, and they're having a difficult time getting a million people an hour. I mean, it's not a very successful enterprise. So apparently the combination of bad ratings and the new ownership is kind of what drove the story, what drove this. And simply the new ownership coming in at some time here, probably in the next few months when it's all made official, did not want Zucker. Now, my guess is that they're going to make a lot more changes in Zucker. I think by Labor Day, maybe by October, I believe that CNN is going to look totally different than it does right now. I think a lot of these shows over at CNN, like Lemon and all these shows, will be gone, and they will be replaced by more of a more boring, it's going to be more boring, but it's going to be more news-oriented type programming, sort of the way it used to be with CNN. You know, a lot of us remember CNN when it was actually a pretty serious news network. They were the first ones. They were the ones who created, maybe not created, but they're the ones who made a business out of the news business or news network. And they used to be pretty good, actually. I mean, all of us remember watching CNN. I remember during the Gulf War. In the early 90s, I mean, CNN was the place you would watch. And it stayed that way until the Trump presidency, and then they just went crazy with Trump. I mean, they just became nothing but an anti-Trump network, 24-7, anti-Trump, anti-Trump. And the net result is that once Trump was gone, they had nothing to talk about. And that's why their ratings have collapsed the way they have. They also have a lot of other problems in that network. I mean, I think journalism pretty much went out the window in that network a few years ago. So they've got a lot of problems, and the new management doesn't want any of these problems. They want a clean house, and that'll happen probably, as I say, sometime this year. So Zucker's out, and that's he's not going to be the only one, believe me. The others that are going to be leaving that network soon. We're going to take a little break, and we'll be right back. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas, Texas. The night of the storm, the night of the winter storm here in North Texas, as I say, over the next 24 hours, it will be a winter storm here in North Texas. So if you're planning to visit us, you're not going to be able to for the next 24 hours. It's 33 degrees right now, 33, as I look at my little monitor here. Well, the other big story of the day is Whoopi Goldberg. She has been, I believe, suspended for a couple of weeks. I've heard all kinds of rumors that she wants to quit. I really don't know. I'm not up to speed on all these rumors. I just read the stuff that is on the, you know, some of the websites that we follow. But what happened with Whoopi Goldberg is that she made a statement about the Holocaust that was just completely insane, completely ignorant. And then she decided to double down on it, explain it, and all she did was get herself in further and further trouble. Look, the problem with Whoopi Goldberg and that entire show, The View, is that these are not very smart women. They're not, you know, these women are more political women. They're fanatical in how much they hate Trump and how much they hate Republicans. And their whole focus every day is to say a bunch of outrageous things that can then go on the internet and get circulated all over the world and what they say about Trump or whatever. Certainly Joy or whatever her name is, Joy Behar or whatever her name is. I mean, this is certainly her specialty. She'll make some outrageous statement and then it just goes all over the world. And obviously, if you hate Trump, this is just the kind of medicine or the kind of food that you want to eat. But if you like serious discussion, The View is not the place you go for that. And that, I think, is the big story here, that Whoopi Goldberg, who apparently is a very nice person from what I understand, I've been listening today to people talk about her, people who know her. Bill O'Reilly, for example, who knows her, says, you know, I get along with her just fine. You know, she's a nice person. People who have had contact with her over the years will say the same thing. She's a nice person. She's not really this crazy person. But in order to get that big paycheck, I guess, at The View, she had to do what she's doing, which is to go crazy in the direction of woke. And that apparently is what got her in trouble this time. I really believe that ABC News or the Disney Channel or whoever runs that network has got to take a look at The View and ask themselves a question. Is this what we want to be broadcasting every day under the banner of news? Because it's not news. It's entertainment, and it's one-sided entertainment. Basically, it's entertainment against President Trump. That's what it is. And I just think that they've turned off a significant amount of the public that doesn't buy into this hate stuff. And that's about as much as I can say. I mean, I think Whoopi Goldberg, as I said before, is probably a very nice person and somebody that you could have a lot of fun with, maybe have a nice dinner with. But, when she starts talking about serious things, she's not that qualified to talk about serious things. And that's the trouble, frankly, with many of the people on that show who are just crazy. They hate Trump, like this lady, Anna Navarro, who used to be at CNN. I mean, she's nothing but a Trump hater. That's all she is. She can't speak two sentences without hating Trump. So the show has become very predictable. It's only funny if you hate Trump and you want to hear attacks on Trump. But serious people, more middle-of-the-road people, are just tuning out because there's nothing on that show for, let's say, a serious person who wants to watch a little TV at 11 o'clock in the morning. So anyway, good luck to Whoopi Goldberg. I don't wish her anything but the best. I hope she doesn't get canceled. I don't like the cancel culture, so people should accept her apology and move on. But I hope the bigger message is to that show and to ABC running that show is that I think that show has to become more serious. And some of the people on that show have got to understand that they don't really know what they're talking about. And all they're doing is that they're making a lot of crazy statements that then get circulated around the world. And that may be good for them. That may be good to keep them famous, but it's not good for the country. We just cannot be like this, just making crazy statements about people and without consequences, as Whoopi has learned when she started talking about the Holocaust, something she doesn't know anything about. And she decided to come up with a woke explanation for what happened in the Holocaust. And she got a very quick lesson on just how little she knows about that terrible moment in the 20th century. Well, another story in the country today that is interesting because it could have some real effect down the road is that Senator Lujan of New Mexico had a stroke. Now, he's a young man. Apparently, he's 50 in his 50s, and he had a stroke, and we're happy to report. It does appear that Senator Lujan is going to recover from the stroke, so we're happy about that. But the problem is that we now have a 50-50 Senate, and this is why it becomes important, because if Senator Lujan cannot come to the floor and vote because he's in the hospital, the Democrats do not have 50 votes, and they need every single Democrat out of those 50 to vote the same way. Otherwise, they don't have the 50 votes that they need to bring about a tie so that the vice president can break it. So that's the real consequence of this. Again, we're hoping that the senator recovers. I think he is, from all indications. He's going to recover fine. But there's going to be a period of time here when he's not going to be around. And that's going to deny the Democrats the 50 votes that they need to get anything done on the floor of the Senate. So that's, that could be a game changer, at least for a couple of months, as the senator recovers from his stroke. Again, we wish him well. I want to make sure that's clear. We wish the senator the best. And from what I understand, he is going to recover, and that's a good thing. But nevertheless, his absence from the Senate floor could become problematic for the Democrats because they need all 50 votes to get anything done. Well, thank you for listening as we continue with our winter storm here. The temperatures are dropping, and it's going to be very interesting. Have a wonderful day, everybody. This is Silvio Canto in Dallas.